Welcome. Today we're taking a deep dive into South Africa's updated nationally determined contribution, their NDC.
Right, the one submitted back in September 2021 under the Paris Agreement.
Exactly. Our mission is to, quickly unpack this complex document. We want to give you an overview of the summary, get into the key parts. Adaptation, mitigation, and what they say about support needs.
And it's important to remember, this isn't just a climate plan. It's explicitly designed as an enhancement of their first NDC.
An enhancement, okay.
Yeah, aiming for progression, but always considering equity and, crucially, their specific national situation.
Which is pretty challenging.
Extremely. They're facing what they call a triple development challenge.
Yeah.
Persistent poverty, massive inequality, and really high unemployment. That context shapes everything.
It really does. And that context includes the physical reality, too. I mean, before we even touch the targets, you need to know South Africa's warming rate. It's already more than twice the global average increase since 1990.
Which is stark. And that's why this idea of a just transition is so prominent throughout the document.
Ah, yes, the just transition.
You see, South Africa is, well, heavily reliant on coal.
Still very much so.
And the NDC is very clear. Shifting away, moving to low-carbon tech, it needs a properly funded strategy.
To avoid leaving people behind.
Exactly. To maximize the benefits, like new jobs, but also minimize the negative impacts on workers and communities currently dependent on coal. That thinking, that procedural fairness leading to fair outcomes, it's core to their policy now.
Okay, let's pivot to mitigation then.
Yeah.
The updated targets, they seem like a significant step up from the first NDC. What are the key numbers we should focus on?
Well, the main change is they shifted to fixed greenhouse gas emission ranges for 2025 and 2030.
Fixed ranges, right.
So for 2025, the annual target range is 398 to 510 megatons of CO2 equivalent. That's covering all greenhouse gases.
And that compares how to the old target?
That reduced the upper end of their previous range by about 17%. So tighter already for 2025.
Okay, noticeable. And then for 2030?
That's where the ambition really ramps up. The range for 2030 is 350 to 420 megatons CO2 equivalent.
Wow, 350 to 420. That sounds like a big jump down.
It is. It represents a 32% reduction in the upper end compared to the previous 2030 target. And even the lower end is reduced by 12%. It's a significant enhancement.
So what's driving this? How do they plan to actually hit those lower numbers?
Primarily, implementation really hinges on decarbonizing the electricity sector. That means a massive scale-up of renewable energy.
Following their energy plan, the IRP.
Exactly, the Integrated Resource Plan from 2019. But it comes with a hefty price tag.
I bet. How much are we talking?
The estimates for just that electricity sector transition are somewhere between 60 and 64 billion U.S. dollars over the next decade or so.
60 to 64 billion, that's a huge number just for mitigation.
Yeah.
But like you said, warming is already hitting them hard.
Right, which brings us to adaptation.
The other side of the coin. Mm-hmm. What does the NDC say there? Because the impacts are already being felt.
Absolutely. And this NDC update actually includes South Africa's first adaptation communication under the Paris Agreement. It's a formal detailing of their plans.
First one. Interesting. What does it cover?
It outlines their National Climate Change Adaptation Strategy, or NCCAS, which was recently approved. It focuses on five priority sectors.
Which are?
Health, water, biodiversity, agriculture, and human settlements. So think things like boosting water security, implementing climate-smart farming techniques.
Practical measures for resilience.
Exactly. And they've put an initial cost estimate on implementing just the priority actions in the NCCAS.
Okay, what's that figure?
For the period 2021 to 2030, they estimate needing about $3 to $4 billion U.S. dollars for those core NCCAS interventions.
Okay, wait. $3 to $4 billion for the strategies interventions. But I recall the document also mentions potentially much, much higher overall adaptation costs. Something about unavoidable damages, too.
You picked up on a critical point. Yes, while the NCCAS implementation budget is pegged at $3 to $4 billion, the document also estimates the wider adaptation investment needs, including those unavoided damages, for that same 2021-2030 period.
And that number is...
That range is huge, somewhere between $16 billion and potentially as high as $267 billion U.S. dollars.
Whoa, $16 to $267 billion. Compared to the $3 to $4 billion for the strategy itself, that's a massive gap.
It highlights the scale of the challenge, and it leads directly to the final piece,
the support. Right. So putting it all together, they've significantly raised their ambition on mitigation. They've formally outlined adaptation needs. But it all hangs on getting help.
Correct. The entire ambitious plan, both cutting emissions and adapting to impacts, is explicitly conditional on receiving adequate international support.
Support meaning finance, tech transfer.
Yes, finance, technology development and transfer, and capacity building, primarily from developed countries, as per the Paris Agreement principle.
And do they put a number on the support they need?
They do. Based on fairness and equity considerations, South Africa states it aims to access a floor, a minimum of $8 billion in international climate finance annually by 2030.
8 billion a year. And how would that be used?
Importantly, they state it should be balanced equally between mitigation efforts and adaptation efforts. 50-50 split.
Okay, so connecting the dots. This NDC seems to be South Africa trying to balance the highest climate ambition they feel they can manage.
With those really pressing domestic needs, tackling poverty, inequality, unemployment, while building resilience, it's a tightrope walk.
Definitely. So the real test isn't just about hitting those emission numbers, is it? It's about whether they can actually deliver that just transition.
While simultaneously coping with the climate impacts that are already accelerating.
Exactly. Which leaves us with a final thought for you, the listener, to chew on. Given that huge potential range for adaptation costs, maybe up to $267 billion by 2030, compared to the stated floor target of $8 billion a year in finance, is that $8 billion annual target anywhere near enough to truly secure South Africa's climate resilience against the escalating crisis? Something to consider.